Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. It comes every week on Sunday by email. It gets you ready for the week ahead. And I appreciate all of you who not only have subscribed, but those of you who continue to take it after all these years. We're now in our sixth year of the newsletter. And also, I also appreciate all the comments, the nice notes that you send me about the things that we deliver. And that means a lot to us. I know Priscilla Huff understands that because she's a writer and about small business issues. She's an author of a number of books and countless articles on this topic. Many of you have seen her byline in publications like Home Business Magazine, Home Business Journal, Income Opportunities, et cetera, on and on. Lots of publications around the country. She's been writing on these topics for almost 20 years, started when she was only six. And she's our new friend. Priscilla Huff, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
It's good to have you on the show, Priscilla. But folks, also, some of you may recognize some of the titles of these books that Priscilla has written. 101 Best Home-Based Businesses for Women, now in its third edition. That means it's a really good book. And 101 Best Small Businesses for Women. And you got a half a dozen or so, they're more than that, actually. And some more coming out, don't you?
Yes, it seems to be growing with women. I focus on women, but a number of men buy my books too, either for their wives or for themselves, because basically business principles are the same.
Well, and I also encourage my men to make sure we keep up with what the women are up to.
Very good.
We have to keep up with that. Congratulations on that, Priscilla, and congratulations on and thank you for all the good work that you've been doing to help and support small business owners, because as you know, there are no more worthy people to work for than small business owners.
That's right, and we know that small businesses do support our country. Actually, the world is a movement around the world.
It is.
Some of my books are in a number of other countries, such as Thailand and places like that, because the women want to support their families and help their husbands and vice versa.
Well, small business is the underground force, in my mind, behind the proliferation of democracy around the world. If the more democratic a nation becomes, the more they're likely to have a free market, and actually the free market gets in there before the official democracy does a lot of times, and it's through small business owners, and that's the reason why I'm so proud of the ones who I work for, and I know you are too, Priscilla. Talk to us a little bit about this thing about what business to go into. I get a lot of email, and I know you do too. People emailing me saying, you know, Jim, I want to start a business. What should I go into? And I email them back and say, you know what? I don't know what you should go into. I gotta have more information.
Absolutely. I have my email address in the back of my books, and I welcome readers' questions and ideas. Now, I can't give them a whole turnkey operation right there. But what I encourage them to do is first to check to assess themselves and their strengths, and see if choose a business in which they have a working knowledge of, based on their education, their work, their hobby, or volunteer experiences, because it really helps if you can go right into something that's an outshoot of what you already know. And you know that's. And if you don't, you can actually work in an industry and get the insider information.
But Priscilla, that takes too long. I want my business right now.
I
not only want my business right now, I want it to make me money right now.
Well, that's
don't you hear how many times do you hear that whine?
Absolutely. But the entrepreneurs who succeed usually take almost sometimes up to a year to succeed, and statistics show that the more
longer
research you do into a business, the more likely you are to succeed.
Yeah, but I know you hear that, don't you? People, you know, impatience is the greatest enemy of a small starting and being successful in a small business, isn't it?
Yes, and then people often unfortunately fall victim to scams. There
yep.
was a couple in my community who invested in a home-based opportunity, which was later on found illegitimate, and they invested $15,000 of their
hard-earned
money, and they lost it all.
Wow.
So it would have been better if they'd invested in what they already knew and started their own business in their community.
Exactly. Wow, that's a sad story. Well, how do we that's a good question. How do we know if an opportunity is a scam or not? Well, tell us what we've got to do to figure that out.
Well, if they promise you huge profits and that you can do this in your spare time, and a big red flag is if they ask for money before they send you any of the business details. No one should ask you for money for just for an idea.
Right.
And, and just go by your own instinct. If it sounds like a scam, if it doesn't feel
some
right.
Some people just don't know how to do that, though, Priscilla. Some people they have no background, and they're so impatient. They desire this business so much. And that's one of the things that really gets people into trouble. But you're right. I mean, if they start asking for things, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is, right?
Right. Now, the FTC.gov, the Federal Trade Commission, they often list like the 10 internet scams. They're an excellent site to go to check up on things. And also the National Fraud Information Center, www.fraud.org, and they often list the latest scams. So I would say invest in yourself. Go with what you know.
Well, another thing that I try to tell people about if they're looking into an opportunity is I've just been trying to introduce the concept of due diligence and make sure that you not only call these people back, they have to have a phone number. You cannot do business with somebody who doesn't have a phone number. They have to have a physical address. It wouldn't even hurt if it's very much money, more than a few hundred dollars, you probably even need to go to their business and look around and see if there are real people there, a real organization with customers.
One woman I knew invested in the franchise, but she went down to the headquarters. She talked to the other franchisees. She did take a year before she decided to go into that that franchise. So it really just slow. You want to start tomorrow, but realize it's going to take a while, and then you'll have that time to decide if this is also something that you want to do.
And another thing, Priscilla, and folks, these are little indicators. If you act like you want to go slow, or you want to go slow down a little bit, and you want to say, you know what, I need to think about this a little bit. If they don't say, absolutely, you think about it all you want, let us know when you're ready to talk again. If they don't see something like that, it's probably a scam, isn't it, Priscilla?
Yes. So just be aware, go forward, investigate all the possibilities.
Priscilla, stand by. We're going to take a quick break. Folks, Priscilla Huff is our guest. She's the author of 101 Best Home-Based Businesses for Women, among other books. We're going to talk some more about what kind of a business you should go into right after these messages. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, having more fun than the law allows with our new friend Priscilla Huff. Priscilla V. Huff is the name that you'll see on all these books. HerVenture.com, 101 Best Home-Based Success Secrets for Women, and just on and on. Got a new book coming out, Priscilla, 101 Ways for Women to Grow a Home-Based or Small Business. That's a brand new one, isn't it?
Yes. I thought we'd combine a number of marketing ideas that women have used that have been successful and basically go with some are very creative and some are standard, but just to see what their take on it.
Many more of these coming out, folks. So whatever Priscilla has to offer, please check it out. I think it'll benefit you. And again, not just for ladies either. Guys, you want to read these things because whatever's good for the ladies is good for us. And we also need to make sure we keep up with what they're up to. Priscilla, give us encourage people to send you questions and comments, especially if they want to comment on something you've written, maybe even congratulate you on a really smart thing that you said, right?
I hope so.
Give us that email address.
P as in Paul, Y, Huff, H-U-F-F. @hotmail.com.
P.Y. Huff. Okay.
At hotmail.com.
All right. And now the books are available wherever books are sold, right? Online and in bookstores, that sort of thing?
Yes. And look in your public library. There are lots, besides my books, if you're looking for ideas, there's Paul and Sarah Edwards' books. There's Liz Folger's books, The Mompreneurs, all these, you know, just grab a whole handful of them if you're looking for business ideas.
Good idea. Might we see a column that you've written that would be out in an upcoming publication? Do you know of one that's coming out soon?
Not at the moment, but basically I regularly write for Home Business Magazine that's based out there in California. Richard and Stacy Henderson, they have mm-hmm. five daughters of their own in home business. So that's basically where I write regularly.
All right. Okay, let's talk about what how to choose a small business to go into, whether it's home-based or not. In terms of you know, somebody, let's not talk about somebody else's idea that you found in a magazine or something. If I just want to start my own small business, maybe it's going to be home-based, what are some of the things I should think about?
Well, as I said, choose something that you like to, that you really might have a passion for, because you're going to be working not 9 to 5, 5 to 9 sometimes. So make sure it's something you like and have some experience. Secondly, you want to make, and most importantly, you want to make sure there is a potential market, your customers, for your proposed idea.
You got to have customers, don't you?
Right. And often small businesses, especially with women today, are looking for, they're finding niches. Now, a niche is a market of a potential customers that isn't being reached. For example, there's a woman I know who makes desserts, and she doesn't just make desserts. She makes 20 different kinds of specialty cheesecakes,
mm-hmm.
and she sells them just for dinner parties and to restaurants.
Let me throw something else in here that I'd like to point out about niches, folks. Most of the things people use today that they physically hold or eat or wear or whatever. Most everything that you see out there is a commodity. A lot of times the niche is not so much the cheesecake as it is how and when you deliver it for the customer.
That's very true.
That's to me, that's where, if you're saying, well, I don't know what any niches are, everything's already been done. Well, maybe every way of getting that in the customer's hand hasn't been done yet.
Well, a good way to find out a niche, too, is research your competition. Look to see what other people, for example, are making desserts, specialty desserts,
mm-hmm.
and see what's not there. And then just interview people. Talk to your Chamber of Commerce, because my husband and I are both members of our local Chamber of Commerce.
Good for you.
They can tell you what is actually needed in the community, or what, you know, network with those members, and you'll start hearing, well, we don't have this, we don't have this.
Well, or ask real life customers. You know, if somebody's in, if you're working with an industry, if you're talking to people in an industry, ask them. You know, would it help if you had that product moved from there over to there, and what would that be worth to you?
Absolutely, and anything can save people time or money is going to be a successful niche.
And so, you know, have you noticed this, Priscilla? I've noticed, and I've been saying this now for some time, that more and more people are valuing their time more than their money. Have you noticed that?
Yes, because most households have both husband and wife working, and so they want to spend that quality time with family. So an errand type of business, food delivery kind of things, cleaning, delivering, dry cleaning, anything that can save them time is going to be like, ah, yes, I'll hire you.
Time is the only commodity that you can't get more of.
We all have the same 24 hours.
Exactly right.
Be narrowing.
You know, the darndest niche that I've ever seen are line standers. You know what a line stander is?
For tickets.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Well, it's people don't have time. If they want to have a concert or, like, see the Philadelphia Eagles, which we are fans, you know, and like that, they just pay somebody to do that.
What a niche.
People in our area who sit in people's houses and wait for delivery persons.
Yeah.
You know, so a line stander or a home sitter.
Those kinds of niches, folks. That's what we're talking about. Priscilla Huff, ladies and gentlemen, she's the author of a bunch of books on home-based businesses, especially women home-based businesses. Priscilla, thank you for being here. Will you come back another day?
Oh, I'd love to. Thanks for having me.
Give us your website. I'm sorry, your email again, please.
It's P.Y. Huff, @hotmail.com.
All right. Thanks, Priscilla. We'll see you next time.
Okay. Thank you.
Quick break. We'll be right back with Mr. Ken Blanchard. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.